Sunday night, the Illinois General Assembly finished what by most accounts was a historic session. From the legalization of marijuana to a massive expansion of gambling, lawmakers made significant changes to the state. We thought we'd listen back to some of the voices that made news in the last week of the 2019 legislative session.
It's been a long year. We've had a lot of emotions that have gone on in this chamber.
This is an opportunity to fix the problems of Illinois and begin reestablishing the essential services that government is supposed to deliver.
Here we are debating a constitutional amendment to hike taxes when Wallet Hub says Illinois' tax burden is the highest in the nation.
These definitions seem overly broad, and I am certain that most doctors, if their incentive is to perform an abortion, would be able to find some kind of loophole here to figure that out.
I am disgusted by the propaganda that is out there suggesting that any woman late in her pregnancy, or even after giving birth, as I've heard from some, and then decide, I just don't want this child, and simply end its life.
If we are going to do this, we must ensure that Black and brown communities that have been divested in, that have been locked up and have been castigated to the side, have to be central to this policy, and that is what we have in this bill.
We can disagree, Mr. President, on tax policy and environmental policy, but we can all get on the same page, I hope, that what we don't want to do at this time and place is to do something that will make it more likely that more of our citizenry will at some point develop mental illness.
It's amazing what we can do around here in just a few hours if people are willing to work together. And we just started doing that. So I feel we're on a good path, and I'm pleased to put my vote on the board tonight, and let's get our work done by tomorrow.
We know that as we continue to work collaboratively, that is what we indeed want to do. When we work collaboratively, there are a lot of things that we can indeed get done.
And so we have a situation where many of our buildings, our state buildings, are in a state of poor repair that needs to be remedied.
Now, I know it's difficult to pay for that infrastructure, but anybody who's traveled our roads knows that we've been shortchanging that investment for years. Tonight, we have a very difficult vote, but a necessary vote, because if our infrastructure crumbles, our rural economy crumbles with it.
It's backed by business, it's backed by labor, and it's backed by contractors as well as transit officials.
We're authorizing six casinos: Chicago, Waukegan, South Suburbs, Williamson County, or Walker's Bluff as known, Rockford, and Danville.
I've only been doing this for 20 years trying to get this done, and it's a little emotional. And I have to say, this has been a job creation bill from day one. If we were bringing in six new manufacturers to town, everybody would be on board. Well, guess what? We're putting six types of manufacturing on board. They're going to generate money for the state. They're going to generate employees. They're going to generate economic development, not only in those communities, but in the state of Illinois.
So, Mr. Governor, do you see what a difference it makes to have somebody new in the governor's office? This has been an extraordinarily productive session of the General Assembly. Simply historic.
Illinois is back. Illinois is open for business. This is a place that stands up for working families. I mean, our best days are ahead of us.
Governor J.B. Pritzker was among the voices that made news in the final week of the Illinois General Assembly's 2019 session. Our piece was produced by me, Mary Hansen, and Brian Mackey.